The number of AP students who tested AP exams last spring, that's the yellow bar. The red bar is the number of AP tests those students took. Both of those, 763 test takers, over 1,500 tests, were both the highest ever last spring. And I know that these numbers can get a little lost or seem meaningless without any context. So what I've done is I've drawn across the bottom. It's a bit hard to see. There's Similar School 1, which is a mirror image of Mission Hills. It's exactly the same demographically, exactly the same population. We're different. We're Mission Hills, and they're not. The four other schools across the way, also from similar schools from San Diego County, are very similar to us demographic-wise. And so here's how our mirror image school compares to us in terms of the number of kids testing in AP and the number of tests they took. And then these are the other four similar schools. So I know there's probably a little pregnant pause as you see school number four, but just sit with that a minute, because I'm gonna come back to that in a second. So you can see that just by being a student in Mission Hills, kids have greater opportunities to experience these college-level courses. And it's one thing to create equity and access for more kids to be in AP, but we don't want to settle with that. We want them to experience some success with it as well. And so it really begs the question, well, how did our most diverse group of AP students perform last year on the tests? And so this 71% pass rate last year is our third highest ever in our 14-year history, and it's in line with our five-year average. This is with a more diverse AP class than we've ever had before. We take a lot of pride in that success, and the grisly image in the background. This is really a testament to the hard work of our kids, our teachers, and all the staff that's involved with our AP program. And just to go a little further and into greater context, here's the pass rate of those same five schools that I showed you previously. Wanting to go into a little more context, and I couldn't figure out a way on a chart to blend percentages, a pass rate, and numbers of students involved. Mark's Excel skills are probably far more advanced than mine. What I did is I just stretched out the graph, and this is our AP pass rate again, and then I took screenshots of the prior slide, and I dropped those in. So remember that this yellow is the number of students that tested. The red is the number of tests they took, and then this was their pass rate. And then here's how we stack up with those other four schools again. And I told you about school number four with we have a 15 percentage point higher pass rate than they do. So we seem to have found a real balance in creating greater access for kids and also pushing them to excel and exceed. And I think that's come from a lot of focused attention and effort on a lot of people's parts. And it's really been driven by Alicia as our teacher leader and the release period she has to create systems to support kids as they challenge into AP classes for the first time. So she's going to speak with you about what she's been able to do with that.
Good evening. It's my pleasure to talk about our AP program at Mission Hills, my second child. So I'm really grateful to talk about it. I personally, going back to the bear image, I think Mr. Good has a grizzly that he trains to do these things at home. So it's really phenomenal what he does with those pictures. But the first thing that I want to talk to you about tonight is what we've done to drive a vision and shift the culture at Mission Hills High School. So these numbers don't lie, and our program is very successful. But my role in that is helping bring that support to students so that we can create a positive and successful experience for them while they pursue success in the college-level classroom. So my first step in taking this role was to create a shift in the mindset of both teachers and students, and I found great success with our students at Mission Hills who take this vision and really take it to heart. Our vision at Mission Hills within our AP program is to create an inclusive, inviting, and supportive program so that all students feel that they have opportunity in AP and honors classes. You'll see in a video in just a moment that many students feel that there's a certain group of kids that find their way into the AP classroom and they naturally succeed because they're seen as gifted and talented. They were in GATE in the third grade, and that title has stayed with them through high school. But what we find is some of those students are maybe overlooked, or they didn't reach that success early on, and so they didn't include themselves within that student body. And so our goal is to show students that, you know, no matter the grade you got in 10th grade honors, if you want to try out 11th grade AP language, we're here to help you with that choice. So our real goal has been to shift our culture, and I can say that it's been such a positive experience. We have many steps to achieving this, the AP team, and then, of course, a student-driven club and culture that really promotes this vision, and a lot of systems that are routine and dependable so students know they have consistent supports throughout the school year. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about those systems. The first thing that I think I'm most proud of is our student-driven club. So I initiated this club about 2 years ago, and it's called I Am AP, and we really live up to that name so that all students feel that they're AP material. So we have a really clear vision that we learn, we lead, and we succeed together. And that only happens through an inviting, inclusive, and supportive environment on our campus. So we meet monthly as a group. Right now, we have about 150 students in our club that just volunteer their time to support other students and make deep connections so that all students feel like they have a place to come in such a rigorous environment. So we have those monthly meetings. We have peer-led tutoring. And we also have breakout sessions that are AP ambassadors who are leaders who have found success in our program. They lead those. The AP breakout sessions have been so impactful for students. For example, we just had one on how to advocate for yourself in a responsible and mature way. These are things that we find ourselves expecting students, especially high school students in four AP classes, to know how to do. But when students face great stress, sometimes they forget or they oversimplify those skills. And so we're here to teach them how to communicate with teachers and advocate for themselves in a respectful way. We also talk about test anxiety and things like that, so that we can break down this facade that if you're in an AP class, you know how to handle the AP life. Because that isn't something that's natural. We all learned how to do that through somebody, and so that's what we're here to do. Our AP ambassadors, we have about 60 AP ambassadors, and these are what you would call like champions of our AP program that want to reach out to other students and show them that they can reach success in these high-level classes. So they develop peer mentorships, and they take on leadership roles like classroom visits, one-on-one peer mentorships to reach out to students who might not already be a part of our AP program. So that's a really cool leadership opportunity that many of our students have taken on. One of our students that was up here recognized for field hockey, Maddie Romberg, is, and I'm not sure if she's in the room or she's taking photos outside, she's our co-president and AP ambassador. She was just in my classroom today mentoring a freshman who found her way into AP Human Geography her first year in high school and was really stressed out. After meeting with Maddie, her grades have skyrocketed, and she's now consistently getting A's and B's on tests and has a completely different mindset in the classroom. So it's been really touching to see that happen. Maddie's doing all of that while winning CIF champions, so that's very commendable. This is a brief video. It's maybe 45 seconds, and we just wanted to give you an opportunity to hear from a student. So hopefully it'll play. That hopefully is not lost. So let's see. There we go.
Hey, I'm Sake Newton, an AP ambassador here at Mission Hills High School. From my own conversations with fellow students, advanced placement classes tend to be viewed as exclusive to the stereotypical honor student. Our role as peer teachers is to build an inclusive, inviting, and supportive environment that we need to grow and diversify our AP programs. AP classes aren't for any specific category of person. The only bar is a student's own grit and tenacity to succeed. The I Am AP initiative helps students understand this. I am Sake, and I am AP.
So that's just kind of a look at what a student has to say about our program. I promise you it wasn't scripted. I actually asked him to say something about IMAP maybe 7 minutes before he said that. So he rocked it, and it's really heartfelt. So just a really quick glimpse at our systems that we've employed to help make these things possible. We have really routine and dependable tutoring. So every single day in my classroom, there's lunch tutoring, and we have a schedule so that there's a subject area per day. We also have an individual tutoring program, so students can sign up for a tutor, and within 24 hours, somebody contacts them, and they have an individual tutor who meets with them. We also have some students employing Skype at home, and they have as long as 3-hour videotaped Skype sessions. This really comes in handy with Calc BC. If you can imagine, that need is there. Our mentoring program is really incredible, just to watch these juniors and seniors lead freshmen and sophomores as they enter this really scary and rigorous environment. We have study groups that take place all of the time, right before AP exams, before finals and midterms and things like that. And then we have teacher-supported programs. So we expect our AP teachers to do a lot with a very diverse population. So we've been able to support them with paid tutoring, Saturday school sessions. We're leading about six of them this Saturday. So getting all these students on campus and helping them with even more direct one-on-one and small group tutoring. And then we have AP collaboration time built into our Tuesday morning schedule so that all AP teachers can meet in a cross-curricular way and talk about this group of students and what their day looks like and what we expect from them. There's a couple of quotations. I'm not necessarily going to go through them because I know that we have limited time. There's one little part that I want to point out on this quotation that says, "I feel like there's such a stigma of AP classes that only the people with 4.0 GPAs can succeed and thrive in them." And that's a really a barrier that we've tried to break down this year so that students feel invited to challenge themselves no matter what their GPA from a previous year dictates. The next thing that I want to say is that one student said, "I normally do well in my AP classes and consequently tend to hang out with people who do well as well." So this inside glimpse is just how many students are exasperated by the courses really stuck with me. I want to note how much I think this club can really alter and direct students. So just allowing students transparency into the difficulty that other students feel in a rigorous program, I think, has been really eye-opening and empowering for them. This is my classroom on a daily basis with tutoring going on. And the center quotation really stood out to me. It says, "Knowing that even the smartest kids struggle makes me feel normal. I can do this. It's okay." There's a breakout session that I held where one AP student came out and said, "I got my first D." And he was a senior. He said, "I got my first D when I was a sophomore in AP World History." And the other students looked at him and they aloud said, "You?" And he said, "Yes. And this is how I got through it." And it really dealt with the romanticizing of students who just seem like they can do it all without any help. And so it's just been an incredible process for me to see students look at AP as a reality for them in their life. So that kind of wraps up what we do at Mission Hills with our AP program. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to really focus on students and invite them into a rigorous high school experience. So I want to thank you for all you've given us to allow that to happen.
Thank you.
I can't let Alicia walk away without just saying thank you, because you were born to do this work. You know I adore you, and you were born to do this. Thank you for making such a tremendous difference.
Alicia, I know that we got to be in your classroom not too terribly long ago. I think you were having a debate the day the board toured your classroom, and we got to see you in action firsthand. And I just want to say thank you for the teaching that you do in all your classes, and then all this extra time that you give for student success. So
thank you. I appreciate it.
Much appreciated.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, report by the superintendent.
As Dana picks up my pictures, of course, I want to just send a huge shout out and thank you to all of our principals. Last Thursday night, they were busy at the boundary meeting answering furious emails from me as I was just trying to decide whether or not we would have school on Friday. I was balancing the fear I knew a lot of our kids were having as they had recollections of our fires here in San Marcos just 3 years ago. I knew we had teachers who were rushing home to try to protect their families and their property. I got an email Monday morning from a teacher who showed me the picture of what he found when he got home. Fortunately, his house was okay, but the flames were very, very close. And he spent the weekend trying to shore up his family and deal with all that. Most of you who know me know there's nothing I prize more than a day at school. So giving one up was difficult. One teacher wrote, "Well, we will make this day up, won't we?" I know you don't have to do that, but it was just nice that we all were able to rally together through electronic media, and Ana Lucia was right there to make sure we could get all the communications out. So if you got 100 emails and 3 voicemails and all of that from me, I'm sorry, but we wanted to be sure that everyone knew exactly what we were doing. And maybe this kind of fire season and fire fear is just our new normal. But it's always tough. So I just thank the whole community for rallying behind, and our hearts continue to go out to all those who've been affected, not just here with the Lilac Fire, but I know the Ventura Fire, where I have friends, continues to rage. So let's hope all that gets better. And I want to say just a word about athletics. Husband and I have been in a number of the games lately, and I wish I could be at more of them. But I was at the Mission game where they lost to Helix. And there was a boy I've known since he was in seventh grade. And he came walking off the field trying to hold the tears back. And he slumped his head and he said, "I'm so sorry, Mrs. Hunt." Oh, and I gave him a big hug. And it was in the grace that I watched these young men handle defeat that your admiration for the substance of our young people and their resilience. And then really, Alicia, it's what you're teaching kids. We don't have to be perfect all the time. We learn with grace in the face of defeat, and I'm so proud. It's wonderful to get up here and acknowledge the victory, but you heard Amy say that was a team that had a winless season, and it's the getting back up that really matters, and we don't always see it, but it's happening every single day, and God bless our kids for making that happen. And also, let's send big kudos out to 2 music teachers who are quite exceptional. I was at the Escondido Performing Arts Center a couple of weekends ago on a Sunday where the San Diego Children's Symphony, Youth Symphony, played. And Matt Armstrong, who you see pictured there with the director of the symphony, along with Charlie McGee, who was actually on a boat, and that was Thanksgiving weekend. I couldn't be there, but Matt accepted on his behalf, and they were honored. We have 5 students playing right now in the San Diego Youth Symphony on top of everything else that they do. So just want to acknowledge both of them. And then I also want to send some news out about the Mobile Maker Lab. This came to us last spring through a grant with Cal State San Marcos, and after school at San Marcos Middle School in Woodland Park, a couple of days a week, science ambassadors from Cal State San Marcos come with these big tubs of cool stuff, and they blow things up and make things, and things burn, and all sorts of interesting things happen. The gentleman there pictured in the blue on his T-shirt says, "If your hands aren't dirty, you're not doing science." So the kids are really enjoying that. We're so grateful for that opportunity with Cal State San Marcos. And then I am the proud grandmother of a 3-and-a-half-year-old, almost 4-year-old, who I just had over the weekend. And I had just come from touring a number of our TK kindergarten classes. And these are pictures from one of those classes. I was astounded at what our kindergartners are doing. So the 2 girls at the whiteboard were separating numbers into tens and ones. The little boy on the right side in the blue shirt was taking those same numbers and marking them with slash marks. You know, you do the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And they were counting in all sorts of different ways, learning, you know, numbers place and flexibility with their numbers. Then it is an incredible art. And I was always a middle and high school person. But what people can do with little ones is just amazing. Groups, and they're all going on. It was just fantastic. And then I fell in love. Next picture. With Liam. Liam read to me every page of his very thick book, On the Go with Liam. And I am going to watch this boy until he graduates. I'll tell you, he was just exceptional. He just came over, sat right down, started going through his whole life story. Fortunately, he's only 6, so it didn't take too long. But I am captivated by this young man. As a principal, I always had a few that were just mine. I watched real close, and I figured if life was good to them, maybe the rest of them were okay, because I couldn't worry about them all. But he's really just an example of just the tremendous energy out there. And the world's in a good hands, knowing the Liams that are growing up out there in our school. So some fun visits. I'm done. But I could go on, but I won't.
Okay. Report by board members. Does anybody have anything they would like to report?
No. I have some. Okay. I just had seen this article in the paper about San Marcos Elementary School's new mural, and I didn't even know it was going on or it was there. Did you know, Janet? You did? I wish that we would have known, because I would have loved to have seen it before or as it was in process. But fourth and fifth grade students at San Marcos Elementary made a mural out of bottle caps, and it's now hanging proudly near the front of their school. So I took a little field trip the other day and went to see it in person, and this picture doesn't do it justice, so I invite you all to, you can see it from outside the school, and it's beautiful. And the thing that impressed me was I thought they painted the bottle caps to make the design, and they're actually bottle caps that they collected of certain colors to be able to actually do the mosaic part of that. So it's beautiful, and I just congratulate the teachers and students that worked on that mural. And then I also wanted to just, looks like Mission Hills now has left the room, but I also wanted to talk about the CIF game a little bit, that we were so proud of those boys. Courtney, if you're still here, please pass that on to them. It was an amazing game, and at the end of the day, you know, there's going to be a winner and a loser. And I think when in those CIF games, I've been a coach that had to watch my team take second place, and you have to sit there while the first place receives their trophy and be happy for them while you're the most sad for yourselves. And I just want you to know that we were so proud of the effort and the grit and the grace, as you said, Melissa, that they showed in that game, and couldn't be prouder of them whether they won or lost. Don't care. So please pass that on for us. And then I didn't take a minute to say thank you, but I would like to, and I'm sorry that Gina's not here, because as going out president, the three of you, Assistant Supes, could not have been more supportive of me, and it was not always an easy year for us, and I relied on your expertise so much, and I know that Melissa has as well, as she's learned her role. So I just want to take a moment to publicly thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I know the board appreciates you guys as well. And then lastly, to Dana, for equally for your support, and I think that you are the glue that holds us all together. So I know that you work very diligently and quietly behind the scenes, but we all know that if you weren't there, the seams would all rip and come apart. So thank you for your support of me, helping me learn what my role is and, you know, what I need to do and when, and keeping my notes straight and my agenda straight and all the things that you do. And I know you do that for all of us as well as Melissa. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And that's it.
I have a comment. I always like to talk when there's people still here at this time. But we, the school board attended the annual California School Boards Association